morning. But how about five dry days in a row? How does that sound? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public School leaders are responding to a newly released audit showing $700,000 missing. They say that new policies and procedures are in place to keep this from happening again. Meanwhile, the Montgomery County Commission will hold a public hearing tonight on a proposed ad valorem tax increase for Montgomery Public Schools. That tax would be applied to properties in Montgomery County, but not in the city limits of Pike Road. That meeting is tonight at 5 at the Montgomery County Commission on South Lawrence Street. And a search is underway for a man wanted for attempted murder in Lowndes County. Authorities say Justin Lawrence shot a woman in the chest and stomach Friday night on Harry Road. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
66 to recess. Last time we was down 464 points on top of a 1,000-point down yesterday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Feeling pretty good. How you doing?
The stock market, yeah.
Some was down 455. It went up about 200 points on the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is after the opening. Mm. Wahoo!
So like down 2% or so? Or just shy of that?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but that's a 600-point round turn.
Yeah.
640-point round turn. So it went up, and then it looked like a ski slope going down. This is what's called a capitulation, where you're going down on real high volume, and it spikes down, and so they're looking for a buying opportunity. And I put in some purchase contact stuff in there. It wouldn't have executed the purchase, but it would have alerted me. And it almost made it to it, and it hit a resistance level, right below the resistance level. And if it had broken through the resistance level, I would have said, okay, we've done it. And got up to the resistance level within 1%, and then it went, bam, down. So I've got a new resistance level in there. I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen here. But this is still the coronavirus. And did you see the company that came up with the shot for the corona? Yesterday, on a 1,000-point down day, it was up 6.9%.
Wow.
Because they released it, said yesterday, during the market, said, we've come up with a shot that is available now and it's going into testing and then going to production. 6% on a 1,000-point down day? And I think on the opening this morning, it's up 10% again. Whoa. Okay, so, Benji report. Benji is doing great. Benji is loving life. Benji has found himself. He's won the lottery. So now he's got his bed, but he'll come up and now sit on the sofa with me with his head in the lamp while we watch the news together. He's very informative dog. Very informative dog. Okay, so take him in, I take him for a walk last night, did great on the leash, and go in, I get ready for bed, he gets in his bed, we go to sleep, he stays in bed, does not get up, barked once because he thought someone was breaking in. He turned to me and said, "Dad, do you have a gun?" I went, told him, "Not in here, but I've got you." He goes, "Got it." But so this morning I go out, and Benji saw his first squirrel in my yard. Not one, not two, but three. It's like squirrel smorgasbord. So I made him sit because he pulled on the leash and everything. So I told him to just sit, and he just had to watch the squirrels. And he would sit there, and one squirrel would take off and go, are they sneaking up on his dad? But it was really funny. And so then once they... I guided them and started walking towards them. They go, "Dog, run!" They took off. And he goes, "We did it, Dad, we did it." So then, does that. We go in, does his business. I bring him in the house, and I'm cleaning his paws off. Thank goodness for Worth Cleaners. I have now two dog towels. I just rotate out, put them in my laundry bag, and send it off to him. So there's this cat that's walking across my deck, and he looked up at me and goes, "You got me a cat?" And goes up to, you know, my big plate glass window looks out of the back. He's sitting there at sitting watching the cat go by. He goes, "Want to play?" "No." "Why not?" "I'm nice." And the cat just kind of moseys on off. The cat goes, "I know there's a plate glass window there, so I'm going to be really cool unless I hear the door open." We're like hell. So it was an active day for Benji out there. All in all, he's enjoying the news. He's getting tired of the political commercials, too.
Oh, yeah.
He asked, "When is this going to end?" I said, "Well, this is equivalent to hell." So you're going to get more of it between now and a week from today. And then it's all going to start over again. And you know what he did? He went... like that, which all of us are kind of doing. Benji kind of speaks for all of us in some of these things. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Queen Farm Market Gift Basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Pulled over several clips from yesterday. We had the debate tonight, and that's going to be interesting to watch tonight. And listening to commentators and people... there's a group of folks that I kind of side with. I think the fire is going to be on Bernie. Mm. And I think Bloomberg may step in it just for... you can hear Doug Schoen, who's his pollster, talk about he's prepared for this debate. Well, the funny thing is he said the exact same thing about the first debate, and he was not prepared. So let's listen to Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, talking about Sanders and his comments on Cuba.
They are setting the tone for tonight's debate by sharply criticizing Sanders for his comments about Cuba on 60 Minutes.
Cuba.
The independent senator, though, is not backing down after praising some of the programs carried out by Cuba's longtime dictator, Fidel Castro. Ed O'Keefe is with me here in Charleston. Ed, you can feel the energy, right? And nobody's in the room
yet. Nobody's here yet. It's good to be with you, though, on stage.
I'm really glad you're here. So how do you think this will change the tone of tonight's debate?
It most definitely could in many ways. Tonight here on stage, arguably... the two contenders most likely to face the most scrutiny are Senator Sanders and, after last week's rough debate, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. But in the hours before they stand up here, they or people close to them are standing by controversial things they've said or done.
I have been extremely consistent and critical of all authoritarian regimes all over the world, including Cuba.
Senator Bernie Sanders defended his praise for Fidel Castro.
And he formed the Literacy Brigade. You may read that. He went out, and they helped people learn to read and write. You know what? I think teaching people to read and write is a good thing.
The Castro Literacy Program did teach hundreds of thousands of people to read and write in the 1960s, but it was also used to spread communist propaganda. Democrats like Congresswoman Debbie Mercosell Powell from Florida, a battleground state with a large Cuban-American population, blasted the comments.
Those comments are extremely hurtful to so many people here in my area and very offensive.
Okay, let me go a little further. The reason he did the literacy program, and O'Keefe kind of glanced on it, he did it so he could get his propaganda out to his folks and they could get their manifesto and understand what communism and all that's all about
right.
in the workers' handbook. basically. And so they could read it. And we were blocking his radio station, so he couldn't broadcast to his people. So he said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to write and learn how to read. And I tell you what, Bernie, and when the reason I'm playing this versus playing the interview itself, which I was going to do, is you're getting a feel of how the networks are doing. This is CBS, Ed O'Keefe, their chief political guy, and the way that they're handling this tells me a lot. And when you hear some of these other interviews, I think Bernie, I think they're going to rip into Bernie, they're going to rip into him on his socialist, and I think they may even use the word communist viewpoints, and that his love for authoritarian regime, and I think they're going to compare him to Trump, try to get a twofer out of the deal. So let's listen to the second part of Ed O'Keefe on Sanders' comments and his Dems' opponents' criticism.
Sanders' opponents also sharply criticized him.
Why are we spotlighting the literacy programs of a brutal dictator instead of being unambiguous in our condemnation about the way he has treated his own people?
The senator trails former Vice President Joe Biden in South Carolina, but could solidify his frontrunner status with a win in Saturday's primary. And CBS News has learned Sanders is planning to launch a new statewide ad campaign here.
There's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet. And
meanwhile, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is looking to bounce back from a shaky debate performance.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
At a Woman for Mike rally last night in Texas, CBS News spoke to Diana Taylor, Bloomberg's longtime partner, about his company's use of non-disclosure agreements.
In none of them was he accused of doing anything than saying something nasty to a woman. That is not who he is. Life has changed. I grew up in that world. It was a bro culture. We have come a very, very long way, and Michael Bloomberg has been at the forefront of that change.
We pressed Taylor on what she would say to people who were bothered by allegations against Bloomberg and his response to the NDAs at last week's debate.
It was 30 years ago. Get over it.
A reminder of who's here on stage tonight. Seven of the remaining contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden, former Mayor Mike Bloomberg, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Bernie Sanders, businessman Tom Steyer, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. They all have met specific requirements in polling or have already won delegates in the early states. Gail?
Interesting. Let me go to a break. Kind of give you a little taste of what we may see tonight. We're going to be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, experiencing a little bit better of a weather day today than we did yesterday, thank goodness. So come and join us at Montgomery Eye Physicians. We are at the Seton Place location off of Vaughn Road today. We'll be here until 1 o'clock, and we're doing so well so far. A lot of locations already have some collection, some shelter supply donations in their barrels, and we just want to build that because remember, we are dividing everything up between three different humane societies. So obviously, the more we collect, the more we can divide up and the more that each humane society can bring home to their respective places. So please come by and see me. We are at Seton Place in the Sprinter van. You'll be able to see us from both directions on Vaughn Road. I'll be here until 1 o'clock. You can't miss me. So Christy here, Blue Water Broadcasting.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday. 1 week to go. We'll see what happens tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Dan, myself.
Outstanding.
Good, as always. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it here. I've tried to put myself in the place of a Democrat voter. That's hard to do, but I'm trying to be as open-minded as possible. And I'm looking at these candidates, and I'm trying to find a survivor. And I promise you, I can't wait. I think it finally comes down to the two most obvious, but Elizabeth Warren now looks like the librarian on crack.
That's a good description.
Really. I really think she probably is the most level-headed out of the group that doesn't have any of the baggage along with some of the mistakes she's made and some of her statements. Buttigieg seems like a nice guy. He really does. But I just don't think that the United States is ready for a gay president yet. I just don't see it. I don't see it happen.
Do you think he's qualified?
Probably not really. I mean, you're talking about South Bend, Indiana, which is, you know, it's the size of Montgomery. So so far as being a leader and having responsibility, huge responsibility for a lot of people. He really doesn't have that. That leaves, basically, it leaves, you know, Crazy Bernie and Bloomberg. Here's my problem. With Crazy Bernie, and I don't care how much support it's showing, how much he's winning in the polls or whatever else, I just don't think the DNC is going to let him be the candidate. I don't see it happening. I think they'll do whatever they have to do to make sure it doesn't happen. They did it before. I think they'll do it again.
Even if they burn down the Democrat Party?
I don't know that they've got a choice. I think they'll have to try to find a candidate. Bloomberg might be it. He's got some historical references that show he's got some conservative parts of him that work. But then again, his personality, he's like talking to a rock. I don't think the guy's got enough panache to pull it off. I don't care how much money he puts into it. So that leaves you with one. If you're going to stretch it and say Klobuchar is going to be electable, which I don't think she is, you got her and Bloomberg. That's it. That's not a choice. That's not a choice for a Democrat voter. You've got other things that play into it. One thing with Buttigieg, and I've heard people say this. I don't know that it's true, but I've heard it so many times now. I think there's got to be some fire where the smoke is. I've heard that black voters will, as a group, will not elect a gay candidate. I don't know that that's true. I don't know why.
We've heard that on this show from African-American listeners who are Democrats who have said, you know, African-Americans are not going to vote for Pete Buttigieg. I got that from a Cory Booker person that I saw during Thanksgiving who told me that. I mean, just point blank. It isn't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and that leaves me with a predicament that they are all in. That it does not seem like they can put a viable candidate out there. I mean, with the support that Trump has got, it's going to be tough on anybody.
Let me ask you this. If Bernie Sanders, something were to happen to him, I'm not talking about physically, but politically, do you think the nation could support Mike Bloomberg?
No. And my reasoning is this. I don't care who you are, you've got to be able to relate to the individuals within the population. I don't think Bloomberg can.
Well, let me tell you what, when you're talking about Bernie Sanders, I'll tell you what I got wind of and my group is, if you notice that all of this, Cuba, Russia, communist, socialist, how do you pay for it? He did an event yesterday saying, I put this thing up on my website that shows how I'm going to pay for every single thing that I'm talking about. Well, you go to his website, and as of this morning, it was not up there, which don't ever say that and not put it up there.
Yeah.
But I understand there are some forces out there that are compiling money. Bloomberg is going to be one of those people that is going to go put some money into a operation to go blow Bernie Sanders up.
Well, the other thing, Dan, is this latest thing with Russia and it coming out that he's been contacted a month or so ago, and he didn't tell anybody about it. Now, that kind of, to me, and I know it's...
Well, they told him about it. He didn't tell them about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was contacted, and he did not let that be known. Now, this whole Russian thing, I think, is another, you know, bag of fruit somewhere. But if you've got that hanging in the wings with Bernie Sanders' other negative points, it really just makes it that much easier for the DNC to say, he ain't going to do. We got to get him out somehow. I don't care what we have to do it. And the more it looks, and you said it already, so I'm just repeating what you said. The more we get along with this, it looks like it's going to be a broker convention, and who knows who's going to end up being the candidate. So,
well, actually, the way it's going right now, and South Carolina is going to be interesting, but Super Tuesday is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting if my group is right about a group going in and doing some anti-Bernie Sanders stuff for Super Tuesday, particularly in Texas and California, which are the two big hauls that you've got on that day, and try to blow him up a little bit. If they don't and he does Super Tuesday, he could have such a huge lead that it's going to be hard to keep up with him.
Yeah. the only thing is, then again, you got that same cloud hanging over you. Is the DNC going to let him do it? I don't think a socialist can be elected to president of the United States. And I don't care. I don't care how far out you go, how many faucets you got. If he's got the label socialist on him, I don't think it's going to work.
No, and anyway. I agree with you on that. The problem is, if you've got DNC fingerprints on this thing, then Sanders people are going to burn the DNC down.
Yeah, and, well, that's it.
And so
you said it.
What they would have to do is they would have to accept the laws, and the laws isn't going to be just the White House. It's going to be Congress, and it'll probably be a pickup of a couple of senatorial seats. And then they have a rebuilding plan that they would have to do and execute in 4 years. Thank goodness for them, Bernie will probably be in a wheelchair by then.
Okay. Does the phrase divine intervention mean anything to you?
Of course.
Hey, man, put me in for the drawing, September 10.
You got it, Papa John. You have a good one.
Keep at it, buddy. I appreciate all the stuff you do.
Thanks. News 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Show. I was born in a class-by hurricane, and I howled at the morning driving rain, but it's all right, the fact is a guess, but it's all right, I'm Tony Jeffress, it's a guess, yes, yes.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of batches of some pretty chilly air coming at us later in the week. But for today, fairly mild with a high temperature in the upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, dry during the day. Cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, kind of a breezy Wednesday with a high temperature in the upper 50s. We'll be much colder by, let's say, Wednesday night with freezing temperatures expected. Then a raw day Thursday, high of barely up to about 49. But the winds will make it seem colder, and we'll be near 30 by dawn Friday morning. But how about five dry days in a row? How does that sound? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Remember, night tonight at Benegir. What was the hamburger, that, the last hamburger you got?
The Fox.
The Fox, that is a good one.
Blackened burger with goat cheese, caramelized onions.
That's it.
A balsamic reduction glaze, really good stuff.
I think I'm going to go there, that or the Bama Burger. Can't go wrong with.
They've got a new one called the Huntsman, and it's a duck venison patty.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian told me they had several new ones that Eric had come up with. I need to get the menu out and take a look at that. Let's go to, Peter Ducey, moving on to South Carolina.
Well, there are even more serious concerns tonight among mainstream Democrats about whether there's any way to stop Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders from securing the party's presidential nomination. Sanders buried the competition in the Nevada caucuses Saturday, and he's now threatening to upset Joe Biden in the state the former vice president has called his firewall. Correspondent Peter Ducey reports tonight from Charleston, South Carolina.
12,000 Texans turned out to see Bernie Sanders in Austin last night.
My God, there are a lot of people here.
With two wins in a row under his belt, Sanders is starting to shine a light on what it means to be a Democratic Socialist.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it.
Sanders leads the Real Clear Politics average of polls by double digits ahead of Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and Elizabeth Warren.
You're not a Democratic Socialist.
I'm not.
Are you concerned, and would it be a mistake for your party to nominate one?
Look, that is what the party will decide.
We can do this.
Biden is still confident after finishing fourth, fifth, and second so far.
I think it's going to be Bernie and me going into Super Tuesday.
But first, South Carolina, where a recent Winthrop poll finds Biden leading Sanders and Tom Steyer in third.
I don't think anybody owns people's votes in South Carolina or anywhere else. I think you have to earn the votes. That's what I'm trying to do.
South Carolina's most prominent elected Democrat, Congressman James Clyburn, is preparing to endorse Biden ahead of a contest the candidate has suggested is critical.
South Carolina, though, is your firewall.
You said it, my firewall. I've never said it.
He did say it, though, this month.
I think I have a real firewall in South Carolina.
They got ways to supersize us.
Pete Buttigieg is hoping to recapture some of the magic that helped him win Iowa.
No matter who you support, I support you.
And Amy Klobuchar has no plans to drop out.
When you actually look at the vote, I am the third highest vote giver in this field.
The highest vote getter is Sanders, and he's soaking it all up.
Well, you know, I am a U.S. senator, and I got a big ego, and I appreciate the Bernie. But it ain't Bernie. It is us.
And this is an open primary, which means Republicans could go and vote for Democrats on Saturday if they want to. But I just spoke to a very plugged-in Republican operative here in South Carolina who said that there is no organized effort to try to get Republicans to pick the president's opponent for now.
Interestingly, there's a South Carolina poll by NBC News, Marist poll, and again, we're not as focused on the numbers, we are the trend. Biden at 27, Bernie at 23, Stiers at 15, the others are 9 and 8 and low numbers, single digits. But the couple of interesting things is that same NBC poll I went back and looked at, Biden dropped 8 points. And Sanders went up 8. That's big. So it went from 35 to 27 for Biden. He went from 15 to 23 on Sanders. And the plus or minus is 6%, which is not, is a huge amount. So that's well within the tolerance of the 6%. Dick Worthlin is rolling over in his grave to look at a 6% poll. Let's go to the phones and go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Enjoying the weather. It's kind of confusing, though. Cold front's coming in. It's a little muggy and humid today.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There was actually moisture that was out on my my porch because of the change of temperature.
Well, I enjoyed watching Bernie in the 60 Minutes interview. It told me a lot more, and I hope the people paid attention to it.
That is going to be, let me tell you what, that's going to be his downfall. Everything is going to be centered on Democrats, Socialists, and Communists.
Here's what's so funny is I'm originally from Florida. He can forget about getting South Florida down there. He thinks he's going to get the Hispanic vote after he talked about positive things about Castro.
Well,
he just lost that state.
There's a difference of a Hispanic vote and Cuban vote.
That's correct, but I think pretty much he's lost Florida.
Yeah, you can throw Florida away for Bernie.
And the next thing is, Bernie didn't seem to be able to do simple math. He couldn't explain how he's going to pay for everything.
No, well, as I said yesterday, he said he's going to put something up on his website, and I haven't seen it yet. I'll check again to see if he's
got it. You think his handlers would have him ready for that?
Let me tell you what. They're playing fast and loose because they've been able to play fast and loose because the media had been focused on it. That has changed. Bernie winning Las Vegas, the media is paying attention. Why? Because Democrat leadership is paying attention.
Yeah, and another thing is, it's interesting too, is Biden, they were talking about Biden last night. What was interesting was, is why hasn't, he's playing the Barack Obama card so much. But this man doesn't want anyone to come out and endorse him. He needs to stop.
Well, let me tell you something. It's like, you know, I call him dead man walking. Even if he wins South Carolina, if he wins, I don't think he's going to win by much. I don't think the Clyburn endorsement is going to have the weight that it did for Hillary, for example. And I think that it's going to be a tight race, and Sanders may gain on him here.
And I think they were talking also, it was pretty interesting last night. I watched a video last night. Who was the gentleman, Harvey Weinstein?
Yep.
Okay. They showed a clip of Michelle Obama about 6 years ago saying what a great guy is and a close friend he is of theirs.
Yeah, who organized the White House event.
Unbelievable.
I know. See?
You talk about
Tuesday. You're good. You're good after you get charged with a felony.
Unbelievable. And, you know, here's my problem, Dan, and you, some people may judge me for this, but a lot of this happened 20, 25 years ago. Is that correct?
What part are you talking about? Bernie?
From Weinstein.
Some of it was more recent than that. Some of it does go back 25 years.
Okay. How do you get a grand jury to get enough evidence that's still around after 25 years?
Well, again, what they're doing is they're referring to the 25-year statute of limitations is right. off on some of it, but there's much more recent type things.
Because basically it's my word against your word, correctly. There's no physical evidence.
I haven't seen any physical evidence. That's correct.
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't know whether he did or didn't, but it just kind of scares me how the law is pre and, you know, for example, who was that gentleman that got, three, 4 years for lying to Congress?
Roger Stone.
Yeah. Who was it? The head jury person was a big Obama supporter?
Well, she was an anti-Trump person who's also an attorney. We're going to have Justin Politano talking about that in a little bit.
So she should have stepped down then, right? Recused herself.
A couple of things here. Number one, when she was selected for the jury, before she became the forewoman of it, she was asked questions, and how she answered those questions is going to have a lot to do with stuff. They're doing a private meeting about that.
Right.
I think they're going to bring her in and talk to her in a private session.
So when is the next debate?
Tonight.
Oh, my God. I got to order that keg of beer then from the base.
There you go. Beer and
how do you see it going there?
I think they're going to attack Bernie, and I think that everybody's
going to have a heart attack.
I think everybody's going to attack Bernie. Bernie's going to get frustrated.
Yep.
And I think it's going to solidify his base. It's going to knock off some of his edges, but whoever attacks him and looks too vicious is going to hurt him.
Yeah.
And that includes Bloomberg.
I tell you, it's amazing. And that one congresswoman. I love it now. She married her brother so he could get a green card?
Yep.
Unbelievable. And her husband knew about it? And who was it? Was it the
he was
the
complicit guy? In it. Well, of course he knew about it. He signed it because one of the pieces of evidence of this thing is when he applies for citizenship, he's putting there that he's married to a U.S. citizen, which happens to be his sister.
Who needs reality TV when I've got this?
I know.
It is, and it's always something new every day. Who do you think would Bernie pick as his VP? You think he's going to pick the OC?
No.
Who?
Well, here's something to think about is who can get along with Bernie. And the list is very short, and Joey Clark is not on that list.
Right.
But I think Elizabeth Warren could get along with him.
Wow.
But I'm not sure if there are too many other people that get along with him.
You think AOC?
AOC's too young.
Too young.
Oh, you got to be a certain age to be VP?
You have to meet the qualifications for a president, so therefore you have to be 35 years old.
Wow. So I need to go back to school on that civics part. I must have fell asleep during that part of the class.
That's all right. That's what you have me for.
That's right. All right, gentlemen, you have a great day.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1, wandering off to a commercial break. And be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I want to be there, yeah, in my city.
Two 272-9228, that's where we are. So we had a ambulance that came through the neighborhood, and all the dogs were,
right.
And Clarence was, Benji was inside. Benji really reminds me of Clarence, that lovable little thing. He's just a lot bigger. And these dogs are howling, and Benji's going to look at me and go, "What's up? What's happening here?" It didn't bother him because he was inside. It bothered them for sure. It's a great dog. Great dog. Got to get some snaps taken to that boy. Let's do this. Let's move to another kind of piece here. Let's do... Let's do Mook and Sullivan talking about the race. Now, this is kind of interesting. Robbie Mook was Clinton's campaign manager. And Sullivan is kind of an in-between Republican, but he's got South Carolina connections here. And I think they're giving a very honest answer here. They're not trying to carry water because they don't have anybody to carry water for, which tells me that Hillary is trying to get everybody to keep their powder dry. This is interesting. Listen in.
Here to help us get ready for the big night are CBS News political contributors, that's Terry Sullivan and Robbie Mook. Who has most at stake tonight? There are so many storylines between Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg. Who has the most at stake this evening? Robbie, start us off.
Biden has to do well in South Carolina later this week. And so I think for him...
These numbers are slipping here.
Yeah, it's been tightening up. That always happens. But look, this debate is... You look for moments when you can change things up. This is a moment for him to do it. Bloomberg has a lot because last time didn't go so well. So it's really incumbent on him to do well this time. But I think overall this week... Biden has the most at stake.
Yep. You see that too?
Yeah, Bloomberg not going so well as like Miss Lincoln. Other than that, how was the play?
Whoa.
I mean, like, it did not go well.
Yeah.
But like, look, this is Bernie. This is Bernie's to lose. He just has to run the clock out. At this point in time, when you look at this, he's leading in all the Super Tuesday states except for Alabama. Every single Super Tuesday state, he has got a solid lead. And it's 3 days away. It's 3 days after the South Carolina primary. So this is Bernie. So you're right. Biden absolutely has the most to lose. But I don't know how he turns it around.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that...
We're still very early in this campaign. Yeah. I always find it so interesting when they say Sanders surge, make or break. This is still very early in the process, is it not?
It's an important point you're making. We have less than 4% of the delegates.
Yes. Running.
However, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We're over 40% of the delegates allocated after Super Tuesday. By the end of March, it's 2/3. This moves so fast. And Terry makes a really important point. You have South Carolina on Saturday, Super Tuesday, that next Tuesday. It's just a few days. So again, for Biden, he's got to change up the game. Where Bernie really stands to gain is, I think Bloomberg put out a memo. They were anticipating he gets 30% of the vote, 45% of the delegates. I don't know if that's exactly right, but Bernie will get proportionally more delegates than his vote because remember, candidates who don't get 15%, they get nothing. So those delegates go to people who are viable like Bernie.
Let me get a little deeper down into that. So you have the debate tonight. There's going to be a conversation that's going to run about 36 hours on that. That will take you to Thursday morning. And then you have the South Carolina primary on Saturday. That will be the talk Saturday night into the Sunday shows. And that will dominate that weekend stuff. Then you have Monday and then Super Tuesday. There's not enough time to react to anything.
Right.
So if Biden does okay, And Sanders says, well, and he's still picking up delegates, and then you have people that get nothing because they don't get that threshold. Sanders is still leading the count by a huge amount compared to Biden.
Now, I'm trying to think who's really going to attack Bernie. I think it's pretty much all of them. Buttigieg has been going pretty hard in the paint.
I think Elizabeth is the only one that may not. I think that's going to tell me whether she's got an alliance with her.
I think they do have an alliance.
Because she was the only one that didn't say anything to him in the last debate.
And she did a light touch on one issue with Bernie. He should have brought more people along, is I think what she said about his health care plan. But Biden needs to speak up more. In particular, are they going to hit Sanders on the numbers, which is he's very vulnerable on? Or are they going to go like what Bloomberg did last time and say, well, that's communism, Bernie, and just go to the communist?
That just bugged the crap out of him, too. As soon as you mentioned the word communist and Bernie in the same sentence, he goes nuts.
The Democrats all treated it like a bad word. Like, oh my God. We're not, there's a distinction. Ever since the Bolshevik Revolution and the Stalinists, we've made that distinction. We're not commies. We're just socialists.
The fact that they're doing the Democrats socialist, and they're adding that in there, makes it all okay. And when you look at polling and you talk to millennials, they don't think of Stalin and all that. They think of free health care, free education, that kind of stuff.
Well, and I didn't live a lot of this. So when I watched that 60 Minutes interview, when they're Bernie's talking about like Nicaragua and
visiting,
it's obtuse to me because I don't have a deep understanding of that history. Yeah. I know a little bit more about the old Soviet Union, those sorts of things, but especially Latin American socialism of that vintage, it's not in my mind clearly because I didn't live through it.
Right. But when he says Democrat Socialist and he's talking to millennials or folks that basically went a little higher than that, they're okay, which is why I said what I said about African American voters yesterday. They are ripe for the picking for several reasons. One is knowledge base, but that when they look at free health care, it's a good thing. They think of free education as a good thing. Mm-hmm. They think of making everybody equal as a good thing. And if you're selling all of those components to it, then that brings over the African-American vote. Now, can Bernie do that? I'm not sure. But if he tries, there certainly is an opening. I mean, this white paper that's being peddled around says it's clearly possible, particularly when you put polling data and plug it in the right numbers. We're top. I cannot give you adequate time for your caliber and character. So I'm going to come back to you after the top of the hour break. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Show.
So you think you're lonely? Well, my friend, I'm lonely too. I wanna get back to my city by the bay.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The